Blog Talk Radio.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away.
What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Get out there, play hard, enjoy those games.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Freeway. I am Troy Otradovic, going solo tonight. No J.A., at least not for the moment. He is missing in action tonight. I know that J.A. is a busy man, but tonight in Fantasy Freeway, I've noticed in a lot of fantasy places, it is now halfway through the NFL season, which means that it is time for you to get in the home stretch of your fantasy leagues coming up for the playoffs in the next couple weeks or so. So what I'm going to do tonight is take a look at the top producers at each of the positions. It has some value depending on where you're at, if you want to make some movement on your roster, or if you play daily fantasy football. If you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, you want to take a look at the value players. Now, the one thing when you're looking at total point production and points per game, you have to be a little cautious because it only takes one huge game to inflate this number and kind of skew the production. And as J.A. and I always say, you talk about matchups. What matchups are going on this week? Because it might not be one of those top fantasy guys, but it's always nice to know. Where are the top point producers? Who are the guys that are consistently putting up points? Like I said, the Drew Brees game last week was 7 touchdowns and 500 yards. It's going to skew his production and maybe throw him up as to one of the top leaders in scoring. But when you look at it at the end of the day, is he a guy that you're going to throw out there every week? Now, the answer is he's going to throw and he's going to get touchdowns. So he's a quarterback that I look at when I'm looking at daily fantasy every week. Who is the matchup? Are they going to throw? Is he going to do well? So a guy like Drew Brees putting up a 7-touchdown day, yeah, it may skew it a little bit, but he's still a guy that you're going to look at, if that makes sense to anybody listening in. Now, again, our show a little bit different. We've changed our format. Jay's not here tonight. But when we're looking at it, it's kind of overall. Where are the good matchups this week? Whether you play in a year-long fantasy league, whether you're playing daily fantasy. So what I did for scoring leaders is I went to a place called fantasy.nfl.com to use the NFL fantasy points. I didn't go to the daily leagues with DraftKings or FanDuel, any of those. And I didn't go to any Yahoo Sports or any of the year-long leagues because I wanted to go to an official fantasy-type site. So I went to NFL.com Fantasy, and I'm going to give you the scoring leaders. It doesn't give points per game. And so whatever method you're using, I just wanted to take a look at some of the top quarterbacks because if you're playing in a year-long league and the playoffs approach, quarterback position, of course, very important. In daily fantasy, when you're playing on Sundays or Thursday night, you can get in a Thursday night league tonight. I know there's a Monday, Thursday, a little late for that, but for next week, the Monday, Thursday game, the quarterback position, always so important. And, of course, no surprise at the top of the list, excuse me, as I got to do all the talking tonight, you're going to have to put up with what seems to be that first cold of the year coming on. Yeah, it could be because I was just moving my house and found out that my basement had been mold infested for the last 6 months in this move. So, yeah, that could have a little bit to do with my voice cracking up a little bit. So just bear with me, folks. 30 minutes of just my voice. So you can blame J.A. next week when he comes on the show, or if he comes in late. I don't know. Again, he's MIA tonight. But no surprise at the top of the quarterback list. Tom Brady, New England. He's topping the NFL fantasy world and topping it by a pretty big margin. Phillip Rivers, second, very consistent guy. He's been putting up numbers record-wise for San Diego. Not so well this year, but Phillip Rivers, and he's spreading the ball around, as we're going to see as we get into the other positions. Got a couple of key guys that are out there. Carson Palmer comes in number three as the third-ranked quarterback overall right now. Is that a little surprising to me? Yes and no for Carson Palmer. He's a guy that can throw the football. But, you know, honestly, when I came into tonight's show, I did a little bit of research. Surprised me to see Carson Palmer up there quietly, I think, as the third best quarterback in total points. I know the Cardinals are doing well, and I know Fitzgerald's having a great year. But I didn't think Carson Palmer, fantasy-wise, would be near the top. And so that was a surprise to me. And I'm not sure how many people actually drafted Carson Palmer. I know that in daily fantasy I've used Carson Palmer a few times due to the value. But I don't think he's one of those quarterbacks that a lot of people think about inserting into their lineup. But if you have a chance to get Carson Palmer, depending on your quarterback situation, might be somebody to look at. And if you're playing daily fantasy, definitely somebody to take a look at every week. Now, this week they're on a bye. Can't use Carson Palmer, but he is the third-ranked quarterback when it comes to NFL fantasy points. Andy Dalton comes in at number four, plays tonight against Cleveland. So if you have Andy Dalton and you're playing him, he has recorded enough points to be the fourth leading quarterback. Actually, fifth. Eli Manning's ahead of him. So that is my mistake. So I jumped over Eli Manning. No disrespect, Eli. I don't want you to get all upset. But Eli is number four. Makes a lot of sense with Odell Beckham. I know that the Giants have been tossing it around, especially with no running game. That is one thing, you know, that I look in New York. If Eli could get some resemblance of play action going on, might even improve his numbers a little bit. But Eli putting up big fantasy points in New York. And then Andy Dalton. The one name there, folks, and I went with the top five. You got Aaron Rodgers at number seven, which is, you know, one of those where you look at it and go, wow, Aaron Rodgers, seventh fantasy quarterback. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers was a first-round quarterback in a lot of year-long fantasy leagues. So quite surprising to me that I saw Aaron Rodgers there. But being a Packer fan, doing a podcast, a Green Bay Packer podcast, it's not surprising because that offense has literally been poo for the last 4 weeks. And I'm not saying to go away from Aaron Rodgers. He's a guy that can definitely put up some points. However, it's been pretty evident the last couple of weeks that the loss of Jordy Nelson now has come into play, numbers-wise. And offensively, they're not able to run the ball, which is putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers when he goes back to pass. So unfortunately, for those that spent the high draft pick on Aaron Rodgers, he's not putting up the points that I think a first-round, year-long fantasy quarterback should. Nor is he worth the money in a daily fantasy league to me right now. And especially this week, if you're looking at quarterbacks playing at Carolina, I would stay away from Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's worth the big price tag that's going to come along in a daily fantasy league. The guy that I would take is right below him, Cam Newton. I know that I had praised the Packer defense. For those that are loyal listeners to the Red Light Sports Ramble, I've praised the Packer defense, but Cam Newton's the type of quarterback that can kill a Green Bay Packer defense. If you want to hear what Evan and I think about the Green Bay Packer-Carolina game, tune in tonight on the Red Light Sports Network, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, as we preview the Packers-Panther game on Sunday. And then a surprise to me that edged his way into the top 10, believe it or not, is Alex Smith, who's finally thrown a touchdown pass to a wide receiver. Now, this is a guy I don't think many people actually go to or lean on or use in daily fantasy unless they are strapped and want high price tags in other positions. But I just wanted to throw those out. You know, not many real surprises at quarterback. Carson Palmer at number 3. Like I said, I know that they're having a good year and he's been throwing the ball. I just didn't think he was ranked that high. Running back, no surprise. I mean, do I even need to say who's number 1? Devontae Freeman, who's been lighting up the league this year. And he is by far, in NFLFantasy.com, he is 60 points ahead of the second running back on the list. 60 fantasy points ahead. That's huge. And it's Devontae Freeman in Atlanta. And for Atlanta, nice to have a running back and a running game to help Matt Ryan out there, especially with his weapons in Julio Jones and the aging veteran in Roddy White. I think it's helped that offense tremendously. But Devontae Freeman, not sure how many people drafted him in the year-long fantasy leagues, but if you did, what a steal. And he had been a steal in daily fantasy early on. Price tag going up now, folks. Price tag is going up. That's what happens when you consistently put up yards and touchdowns. And this is a guy that not only rushes the ball, he catches the ball to the backfield. He's got 709 rushing yards. He's got 353 receiving yards, 10 total touchdowns. This is a guy, if you can afford to put him in your daily fantasy league, he's a must-play most weeks. Especially this week, I would play him, folks, against a San Francisco team that is in disarray, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Number 2 on this list, Mark Ingram against the Tennessee team. Now, I know there's some change going on in Tennessee. Ken Wisenhunt had been fired. If you go to the redlightsportsnetwork.com, I had last night on the show Kevin Cunningham, a managing editor of internet content for the Red Light Sports Network, and he's a Tennessee Titan fan, so he follows Tennessee weekly and every week and has a lot of great insight. And we had talked last night that the coaching change, it surprised him. Tennessee is playing as hard as they can with the talent they have. They just don't have talent. But Mark Ingram is a great back, has surprisingly 530 rushing yards, but he also has 274 receiving yards. So he's a dual threat. He can run the ball, he can catch the ball, and of course in PPR leagues, those receptions really help out of the backfield. And Drew Brees does use Mark Ingram, so that's why I believe he's the second-ranked fantasy back in NFLFantasy.com. A surprising guy that I think gets overlooked, but I've used this guy the last 2 weeks in daily fantasy, and he's done very well for me, is Doug Martin from Tampa Bay. And they're going against New York this week, so it's a play that I may really consider, depending on the value again. Again, this is one of the guys where consistently he's starting to put up numbers, so the value, his price tag starts going up in daily fantasy, and you have to really take a look at it and see, is it worth it? But Doug Martin, the third leading running back. Matt Forte on the list. I expected Matt Forte to be there. Even as horrid as the Bears have been, Matt Forte is another dual threat. He's a guy that can run the ball, catch the ball to the backfield. 548 rushing yards, 219 receiving yards, 3 total touchdowns only. That's the downfall. He's not getting in the end zone. But Matt Forte is a guy, and you have to look in the daily fantasy, is his value going up, going down? Where's his salary, and what is the matchup? Matt Forte against San Diego this week, I think is a good, favorable matchup. I think San Diego's got an okay defense, but I think that's a good matchup where Matt Forte might be an insert in daily fantasy depending on his price and what league you're playing in. You know, different leagues, different costs, so it all depends what league you're in. Another guy I think that's getting overlooked, and I'm not sure how many people drafted this young man either, is Chris Ivory of the New York Jets. But they're running the ball out there. 518 rushing yards, 98 receiving yards, 5 total touchdowns against the Jacksonville team this week. Probably a good play. Chris Ivory, probably a good play in your daily leagues. And then rounding out the top five, Adrian Peterson. Definitely, you knew Adrian Peterson would be near the top. Wanted to throw in just number six, because this is a guy that he's not going to get you a lot of rushing yards, but for a running back, he has 444 receiving yards and two touchdowns, and that's Danny Woodhead from San Diego. And he does get on the field for a lot of snaps, doesn't run the ball a lot, but again, a lot of receiving yards, leads running backs in receiving yards. And the guy that has actually come on the last couple weeks and is a guy to look at after the bye week is Chris Johnson from Arizona. Are they going to stick with the aging veteran? I don't know. I know that they've done some running back by committee over there, but Chris Johnson is a guy that you want to look at out of this bye and definitely take a look at his value. I've used him in daily fantasy because the price tag was so great. The return on investment on the daily league was just too good to pass up when they have him ranked as a middle-tier running back, knowing that he has a chance to put up 100 yards. So I've been using Chris Johnson, but we'll see how the price tag comes out after the bye. And if Arizona and Bruce Arians are going to stick with one running back in Chris Johnson, or if they're going to go to the platoon system. As the season carries on, they might want to limit his carry so that he's fresher for the playoffs. I don't know. Again, I'm not in Arizona camp every day, so I don't know what the mindset is. But they have used him heavily the last couple of weeks. We'll have to take a look and see where this goes. One last running back on this list, and he's not high on the list because he didn't play in every game so far. But a guy that I think you have to play if you can afford him is Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley is becoming a beast of a running back. Fantasy points, he's down on the list. According to this list, 3, 6, 9, 10th, because he hasn't played in every game. And that's why I said in the beginning of the show, you got to be careful on the points per game and the total points, because there's some factors that play into that. In Todd Gurley's situation, he hasn't played in every game. So when you look at a total fantasy point production, he's not going to be near the top. And so you have to take that into consideration. But Todd Gurley is a guy definitely that I would look at for daily fantasy league. And if you're in the year-long league, I would definitely look to see if you can swing a trade if you need a running back, because Todd Gurley is a very good running back. Wide receiver position, again, there's no debate here. Julio Jones at the top. 892 yards, 6 touchdowns. I mean, he's a guy. He's Matt Ryan's guy. Going to go to it. Price tag in daily fantasy, very high. But you have to decide, is it worth it? And when you listen to Jay and I talk on a number of shows, we always used to talk about doubling up quarterback wide receiver. So if you're playing daily fantasy, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, that's a great connection, because every time he gets a completion, he's getting the yards, getting a touchdown. You get two for the price of one. It's always a great way to do that. But Julio does have a huge price tag in daily leagues, so you have to be careful, and you have to go out there and say, is it worth spending and dropping that money for Julio Jones? Next on the list, DeAndre Hopkins, a surprise to me. That was a huge surprise. Not a surprise that he's doing so well. It's just a surprise that with a struggling Houston offense and no real quarterback, that I would see DeAndre Hopkins near the top of the list. But 870 yards, 6 touchdowns, a guy that you want to look at that has good fantasy value in daily leagues. But he is a guy that is second on the list and only 4 points behind Julio Jones. And I think quietly, because Houston's not doing so well, he's overlooked. Larry Fitzgerald, 3rd on the list. He got off to a blazing start, kind of slowed down in the recent weeks. But still, when you're looking at touchdown production, 7 touchdowns, 706 yards, a good play in daily fantasy. And I don't believe he's outrageously priced. I think he's good value in daily leagues. Again, they have a bye this week, so you can't play Larry Fitzgerald in those daily fantasy leagues. Odell Beckham right there, of course. He's number 4. Always a solid play. He's always a guy that you're looking at. But again, the price tag is going to be high on that because it's Odell Beckham. And you have to, again, look at it and say, okay, what is the matchup? What does Odell Beckham have this week? This week he has Tampa Bay, probably a good play. But, again, in a daily fantasy league, when you're looking at the cost, is it going to be worth the cost for Odell Beckham on your lineup? Because it could strap you in other areas. And many times, putting a lot of high-priced players on your roster, it straps you when you're playing. And it depends on what game you're playing in daily fantasy. One thing that I'll throw out there is I play a lot of double-up games. And what that is, for those that are not daily fantasy players, a double-up game is you play a game, you can play anywhere from a dollar to hundreds of dollars. And depending on how risky I am, I'll go out and I'll play a $10, $20 game. And basically what you're doing is you need to finish, for example, 22 players the league I play in. 23 players need to finish in the top 10 to double up your money. So if I invest 10, I win 20. I like playing in those leagues. I do play in some of the arcade tournament-style games where you can win more money. That's where you see the commercials. That's where the money is made in those type games. So when you're looking at a double-up game, you're trying to do enough to get into the top 10. And players like Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, the percentage of 23 people, you know, if you get a 50% of the league playing Odell Beckham and he has a great game, could put you in a little bit of trouble. So the mindset is a little bit different when you're playing a double-up game compared to a traditional arcade-style game where you're trying to win and win big money. The mindset is a little bit different. That is for another show. If you'd like to discuss double-up play and how you do it and how I do it, knock on wood. I've had some success with it. I know this is NFL football night, but I've been having some success, and I've jinxed myself tonight as I'm in a $20 double-up in the NBA, with the NBA starting. A surprise on this list is number 6 to me, and that's Allen Robinson of Jacksonville, who's put up 94.6 points according to NFLFantasy.com. A surprising guy, and if you're playing daily fantasy, definitely a value pick there for Allen Robinson and Blake Bortles. So if you're looking for a guy that can be a value pick, you might want to take a look at Allen Robinson. Now, this week they're playing the Jets, so I might stay away from Allen Robinson, but somebody's got to catch the ball. I mean, against the Jets, I know they got a good defense, but somebody's got to catch the ball. Why not Allen Robinson? And then going down a little bit, Keenan Allen, Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, Brandon Marshall. Unfortunately, Steve Smith on that list. His season is done. But you're looking at a group, in my mind, when you're looking at the Antonio Browns, the A.J. Greens, the Calvin Johnsons that round out that middle tier right there. Those are guys where their price right now in a daily fantasy format is not worth it. It's just not worth it because you're spending $9,000-$10,000 where you can go out, for example, Antonio Brown. You want to drop $9,000 when you've got Allen Robinson from Jacksonville. Now, again, like I said, this week, that's actually produced more fantasy points than Antonio Brown. Now, I'm not saying Allen Robinson is a better receiver than Antonio Brown. I'm just saying in the fantasy world, in a daily fantasy league, do I want to spend $9,000 on Antonio Brown? And now I don't know the official number, so don't quote me on what his value is. Just going by memory off prior weeks. $9,000 for Antonio Brown, a fictitious number. Do I want to spend $6,000 on Allen Robinson? I mean, that's how you have to look at it, folks. You also have Julian Edelman up there. His cost is up there in daily fantasy leagues too. But sometimes you want to take a look at it, and yeah, this guy's a good receiver, but can I get value somewhere else? And I think especially at wide receiver, there's so many options. But I wanted to throw those top receivers out there for you. Tight end, of course, no question there. Rob Gronkowski, number one, just dominating the tight end position. 7 touchdowns, 646 yards. The surprise guy right here, the surprise guy. Actually, there's a couple surprise guys in here for me when I look at this list. Cleveland tight end, Gary Berridge. 567 yards, 6 touchdowns. And honestly, I, being the fantasy guy that I am and playing, I've seen him. I've never used him. I'm going to start using this guy. I'm going to go in DraftKings, and I'm going to take a look at his value because it can't be that high. Now, again, they play tonight, so I can't use him on Sunday. But when I'm looking ahead, definitely a guy that I'm going to take a look at. Greg Olsen, third on the list. No surprise there. Tyler Eifert. And excuse me again, folks. Tyler Eifert, a little bit of a surprise to me. Just because of the weapons that Dalton has on the outside, Tyler Eifert being involved in the offense, only 381 yards, but 6 touchdowns. A guy that Andy Dalton's looking to in the red zone, that is a guy that I've used the last couple of weeks, has not let me down. It's the touchdown production, not the yardage, because a mere 381 yards. You want to go down to yardage and touchdowns, and I think a good play, especially in daily fantasy, because the value is there, is Benjamin Watson of New Orleans playing Tennessee this week. 472 yards, 3 touchdowns, I think is a good play. You got to be careful. This is, again, where I go, total fantasy points, and I'll go back to the beginning of the show. Ladarius Green with the return of Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates not even on this list, but when you look at Antonio Gates, he is now going to be the target of Phillip Rivers. So this is one of those where you're looking at a total list of total points, and Antonio Gates does not even show up anywhere near the top because he was suspended. And now you got to watch Ladarius Green. I know he gets in for a handful of snaps, and Phillip Rivers still goes to him, but his production going down a little bit now that Antonio Gates is back. My last guy that's a surprise at tight end and a very big value play is Jordan Reed of Washington. A mere 350 yards, but 3 touchdowns. It's a guy you want to take a look at. Possibly throw it there in daily fantasy. Is a guy that can get you some receptions, a few yards, maybe a touchdown. It's kind of one of those plays. You got to really look up at the matchup playing New England this week. I'd stay away from him. But he's a guy that you want to look at as you move along in your daily fantasy. And with that said, folks, I look at myself and say, holy cow, 30 minutes up already. I'm sorry if I bored you with my long voice. And I had a couple coughs here and there. And again, I apologize for that. My throat has been a little bit itchy. And as the night goes on, could be a bad thing, as I have 2 other shows to do tonight. Pack a recap that I do with Evan Witalison for The Grueling Truth. And then at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, our main show, the Red Light Sports Ramble. Make sure you check it out. Go to the redlightsportsnetwork.com. Go to today's schedule, and I will have the link there for tonight's show at 11 o'clock as we preview the Packer-Panther game. And tune in for other fantasy news, but NFL news. If you want your week recap, tune in on Tuesday nights as Evan and I, again, at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, we preview the NFL that week on Tuesday night. And with that said, folks, hope you enjoyed tonight's show as I went through the top fantasy point producers from NFLFantasy.com. Join us next week. J.A. hopefully will be on the show next week, and we'll talk about the good matchups for actually, holy cow, folks, week 10 of the NFL already. Can you believe it? It seems like just yesterday it was opening weekend. It's already week 10. Week 10 of the NFL next week. Not this week. It's 9 this week, 10 next week. But J.A. and I will preview week 10. With that said, fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Fantasy Freeway. Enjoy your evening, everyone. We'll get back with you next week.